Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
Hello, St. Petersburg! Hello, Tampa Bay! How we doing, beaches? Happy Friday, Radio St. Pete. This is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show, and we are up next.
Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. And this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Hey, I'm Damon Fowler, and nothing gives me the blues more than listening to the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show.
Let's get to Show on the Road.
Okay, well, excuse me. Happy Friday, folks. My name is Mark, and this is the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. Hope everybody had a good week.
Yes.
Yeah. My week went by pretty quick, and that's always a good thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's week go by pretty quick.
Mine flew by.
Easy breezy, right?
I wouldn't say it was easy breezy. It just flew by.
Well, sometimes when it's the least bit of easy breezy, that's when it does blow by because you're so busy that you can't see straight.
When it's chaos.
The time just goes, right? Seems like we're trying to become fallish here in the FLA. We're trying.
We'll see if it lasts.
We're trying. Yeah. There's a lot of places and people that listen to our show up north that are probably full on fall by now.
Yes.
I envy you in a way. But I also like, let's not get too aggressive.
Yeah, pump the brakes.
Let's not get too aggressive. We get used to the warm weather down here, and anytime the weather starts to dip a little bit, it's like, all right, hold on. I'll stop pissing and moaning about the heat. Just let's not. We don't need any freeze in here, you know.
Yeah, which means nothing below 80.
Right. Well, let's for the winter. Let's hope that we have clear skies and 70 degrees every day.
At least.
Yeah. Right.
75.
That's perfect. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm ready for it. Ready for a wardrobe change. Ready to put some long pants on.
Sleeves.
Stuff like that. Sleeves. Right.
Sweaters.
Start dragging around a sweatshirt wherever I go. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Like Linus.
I'm ready for it. So let's see. This is exciting. Steph and I are headed to Key West, O-Dark 30 tomorrow morning. We have a flight to Key West to go down and celebrate our 38th anniversary.
Yes.
Wow.
38th anniversary. Mm-hmm. We're going to stay down there till Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So a nice little quick vacay.
Right.
To celebrate our union.
Right.
38 years, girl. That's a long time.
It's like, how did it happen?
How is it that 38 years? I mean, we've been together for 40 years.
I know.
So, I mean, it's a long time. Happy, guys. That's from Paul Hundley. Thank you, buddy. Anyway, that's cool. I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's been a minute since we've been to Key West.
It has.
The last time we went, we had a grand old time.
We did.
And then we came back and got the worst COVID ever.
Ever. And when I'm thinking about it, that was.
Thank you, Debbie.
What, 6-7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, 38 years, Debbie.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't gone away since.
No. Mm-hmm.
We haven't even so much as rented an Airbnb.
No.
In Pasagril.
Nothing.
We haven't stopped.
Right.
Since that.
Well, think about it. Think about it. When we came back last time, we were still in the Seminole House, right? We came back. We were both in bed for like a week on death's door.
On death's door.
You know, with the worst COVID ever. And that was before they were even really calling it COVID.
Right.
I think we had it. We were like the test.
Yeah.
The test couple.
Before. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, yeah. And then, you know, shortly after that, then we bought the house. And
it's been, projects. And
projects and
busy.
So, yeah, this is going to be the first time we've been to Key West or anywhere, for that matter, in a minute.
Yes.
So
taking any kind of a break.
I'm looking forward to it. So I'm just hoping that the government shutdown doesn't mean that there won't be any air traffic controllers.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Sunny or
might be worth it to drive.
You know what? I can't stand driving, Ty. I cannot stand driving. I get really pissy if I'm in a car for more than an hour. And that's
I know.
That's like an 8-hour trip, man. That's no bueno. Mom and I would spend 8 hours in the car going down to Key West, and we'd get there and be like, so you think you can find a divorce attorney?
Hold on, let me Google. Look, it's bad enough putting them on a plane. I wasn't sure if I should be happy or disappointed that when I confirmed our flight this morning, because I didn't pay extra to pick our own seats, I wasn't sure if I should be happy or disappointed that they actually sat us together. It's like, oh, I don't know. He's hard to fly with.
No, stop it. I'm not that. I'm not, you know, I'm good.
When was it that they gave you the additional screening?
What?
I almost get it every time I go through.
You got it the one time, though.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
At TSA.
Yeah, they pulled you off to the side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what they wanted, but I can't remember what they were looking for, but
you look like you're in Antifa.
Yeah. I'm like the head of Antifa. I'm the head of that organization.
Well, now that you got your hair cut.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they pulled me aside. I don't know. I think it was my Prince Albert piercing that kept throwing them off.
Yeah. They were a little alarmed.
A few times, every time they waved the wand around, it was whoop, 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 whoop. It was exciting. Anyway, folks, we are coming to you live as we do, every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. from our Ginzo Garb Treehouse Studio, located in the historic Jungle Prado neighborhood of St. Petersburg, Florida. You find folks are checking us out on either Radio St. Pete Online or on Sunshine 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives.
You know,
what?
The way things are going, maybe don't tell people where we are anymore.
You know what? That's almost a thing. That's almost the thing. I'm seeing more and more people like on TikTok, because as you know, I'm a TikTokian, right? There are more and more creators, or what do they call them? Are they
influencers?
Influencers or whatever they are, that are talking about, I'm kind of afraid to continue posting and stuff like that. And I'm like,
I am in an undisclosed location.
You know, what's the problem, man? Just get over it. We'll be cool.
St. Pete's pretty big. Yeah. Maybe we could just go with St. Petersburg.
We can't give them the street, though.
No, we're not giving the address. Right. Listen, man, a month or two in the gulag? Come on. It's a life story.
Uh-huh.
You come out.
It'd
all
be
the
great
stories
for the
tell.
Show.
Mm-hmm. If you come out.
It'd be great for the show. Anyway, folks, here in the studio, she's no 6, 7, 8, or 9. She's a diamond. She's mine, all mine. It's my blushing bride, Stephanie.
Yes, mm-hmm. Of almost 38 years.
That's it. Our boy Ty Ginn sits next to her and across the table from me. And then, of course, it's little old me, Marco. And we are the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. 727-804-5891 is the number to call. If you or text, I always forget that, call or text if
don't
you want.
Call. Maybe you should say text or call.
Yeah, maybe emphasize the text should be the emphasis on that.
Only
text.
Call if it's an emergency.
Only call. Yeah, only call if it's you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you see ice outside our house, that's worth a phone call.
Right. Or there's an impending tornado or something coming in. Anyway, once again, 727-804-5891 is the number to text if you want to get a hold of us this evening, if you want to play along. We have a lot of stuff to talk about this evening, stuff that I think that you'll find pretty interesting and things that you may want to comment on. So, again, 727-804-5891, and you can play along. So, let's see, where to begin? Oh, let's do this. Well, he didn't win this year. He won't win next year. He ain't ever going to win.
You actually have to do something good.
Well, here's the thing. We all know why he's not going to win. It's because he's Donald Trump.
He's a douchebag.
He can't get out of his own way. Yeah. How are you going to win a peace prize when you're waging war
against
on your own country?
Well, and everyone else.
Right. You know, it's unbelievable.
It's called a peace prize.
Right.
It's not good for radio, but I want one of these.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
I love it.
Little copyright infringement.
Yeah. Well, we got a little shop outside.
We make that happen.
Probably make that happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the Nobel Peace Prize for 2025 was awarded to Maria Corina Machado, or Machado, however you want to say it. She's a Venezuelan opposition leader who has devoted her life to saving democracy and fighting fascism in her country of Venezuela.
No so wonder we're going to war with Venezuela.
We will be full invasion force by this evening.
So Trump probably said, "Who's this Maria chick?"
She sounds foreign.
Does it really look like she's going to win it? That's it. That's it.
We're going to war.
Anyway, congratulations, Maria.
A nasty woman.
Yeah.
Nasty.
All of her democracy and freedom ideas.
Congratulations, Maria. You are a much better person than a turd who claims he's the peace president. Yeah. That's ended seven wars.
A low bar, but you crossed it.
Yeah, you done good. I mean, it's hard to beat somebody who's ended seven wars. You guys noticed the moon this week?
Yeah, it's been a full moon for like
good
five
Lord.
Days.
So it was like the full harvest moon could be seen Monday morning, and it was kind of orangish. And then Tuesday and Wednesday, what they call that was the hunter's moon. And I'm telling you, in all my time, I don't know that I've ever witnessed a bigger, fuller, brighter moon that lasted like 2 days in a row.
Right.
It was unbelievable how much light it was putting off, how big it looked. And then the amazing thing to me was how bright it still looked even after the sun came up.
Right.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, especially this morning.
Right.
I noticed it was like, wow.
Yeah, well, even this morning was not the full, yesterday was like the peak, was it. Today it started to melt off a little bit, but man, still very bright.
Still bright.
Unbelievable.
In the morning.
Are we getting closer to the moon? It's like a million miles away.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. Are we moving or is it?
Big and bright in the morning, Debbie Dan Gray. Yeah, she saw it.
I love, and I didn't get to see it, and it this is the time of year that it happens.
Yeah.
When you can walk on the beach and watch the moon set.
Yeah.
In the Gulf.
Well, I ran into Khaki yesterday morning, and I said to her, she was walking her dog, and I said, "Are you seeing this moon?" she said, she goes, I'm like so tempted to get in my car and just run to the beach to watch it set.
To watch it set.
I said, can you believe how bright it is? It's still so bright up there. And I said, and the thing is, it's a million miles away. That's the amazing thing. Mm-hmm. When I see stuff like that, it's like, that's what really makes me realize that we're also on a planet. You know what I mean? It's like a lot of times I think you can get complacent about it. It's like, yeah, we live on this planet.
You get so caught up in yourself.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
That you forget that we're a speck.
That thing is out there in space. And then it's like, oh, yeah, so are we. Right?
Mm-hmm. You're a speck.
Maybe none of this really matters. Maybe we should just calm down.
Right. Anyway, yeah, the moon this week was pretty amazing. They say the next major moon event is going to be on the 13th, and that's just a couple days away, really.
You want to say what it was? Or they just a major moon event? Get ready. What?
This is going to be the day that the moon explodes, everybody.
Get a good look.
No. They said it was going to be. They didn't call it a full moon. I think, but they like called it like a partial moon or something. But I should have written that down, but I didn't.
No. Well, you and your lunar interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll check it out. Mm-hmm. We'll be in Key West. There's less light pollution.
Nice. Let's see. I got my hair cut on Tuesday. I needed it. It was time. I was starting to get a little homeless looking. it's a little shorter than I wanted it to be, but
it's a bit Grandpa Ron-ish.
Yeah, a little bit. It's nicely shaped. It should grow out nicely, I think.
Pairs well with the mustache. Mm-hmm.
Here on the show. I don't have a mustache, dude. Here on the show, I said I was looking for a gay male stylist because I've always had good cuts by gay stylists, right?
Right.
So here's what happened. So I go into to Supercuts. Nobody in there but Rebecca.
Mm.
And she goes, give me a minute. I'm cleaning some stuff off, and then I'll come out and I'll check in, that kind of thing. So she comes up. Very nice girl. She checks me in, and she goes, are we washing your hair today? And I said, well, whatever you want to do, you know. So she washes my hair, and then she goes, okay, let me dry up over here and then go get in my chair, you know. So I go over and get in her chair. She comes over, puts the smock on me, that kind of thing. And she's starting to comb my hair around a little bit. What are we talking about? What are we going to do? You know, that kind of thing. And wouldn't you know it, the gayest stylist I've ever seen in my life walks through the door to report for work. Mm-hmm. I was like, good Lord. If I had waited 10 more minutes to come in here, you know what I'm saying?
I could have gotten that guy.
Well, I mean, then I would have had to make a choice. Now you walk in, and I would be like, he looks pretty gay. That's what I'm looking for there.
I feel like...
I know. Ty's hovering on the bell.
Bringing this closer.
Paul wants to know if I actually asked for somebody who's gay. And then says, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Now, listen, Paul. I've always had good, great haircuts by gay hairstylists.
Yeah.
And listen, you have to think about my hair cutting history. So my hair cutting history is prior to Marine Corps, you know, which those were the gay men, Jerry and Mark.
Right.
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 Who did a fantastic job. Then I had
Halloween was fabulous.
Then I had all of the military haircuts. Got out of the Marine Corps after 6 years and continued to keep the military haircut that Stephanie did for 20 years.
Right.
You know, cut my hair. So
high and tight.
When I decided to grow my hair back out, well, I mean, what do I know? You know, I'm like,
Oh.
Maybe it's time to go back to the gay hairstylist. Starting with Carl. And I forgot about Carl. Carl was a roommate of Paul and I's back in Richmond at the Bocock House. Yeah, Carl. Yeah, that's right.
He could give you a quaff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he could. He could do a do.
Anyway, so yeah, I'm not. I have no ill will or anything bad to say about a gay hairstylist or anybody gay in general. It's just what it is. I just think that when you got it, man.
There's something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you imagine, though, if I'd gotten there like 10 minutes later and it's like, Rebecca and Lance, and I'm like, well, you seem very nice, Rebecca, but I really would like to go with Lance. You know what I mean? Lance, are you busy right now? Because I feel like you could put a little something-something on this over here. I don't know.
Man. So you're completely ruling out lesbians? So, Rebecca, you play softball?
Hey.
I should have asked.
Part of a bowling league?
Well, the way she cut my hair, I do kind of look like a lesbian. She made me one of the team.
She hooked you up.
She hooked me up. It's a good thing. I play a pretty good shortstop. If I can't get my jersey number, I'll be pissed, though. I won't play. Oh, here's something.
He's funny about certain things.
Mm-hmm. Oof. Ty, you have a cat named Apollo.
Yeah.
Have you accidentally touched his butthole?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. Last Saturday, I was loving up Maida, right? And I accidentally touched her butthole. She was very cool about it, but I was mortified.
Well, she's got that wonky tail.
It doesn't cover right. You know what I mean? Listen, there was no penetration, but it was a solid finger drag across her area. And I was like, oh, Lord, that was her butthole.
Go wash your hands.
She didn't mind at all. But I was like, ugh. I mean, on anybody or anything, the last thing I think you ever want to touch is their butthole.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Just leave that alone.
Yeah. So you never had that situation with Apollo?
No. No, his tail's long enough and in the right place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God.
I'm sorry. Hey.
What kind of show are we having?
Hey, buckle up, Buttercup.
Freaky West. <worse.
laughs> let's see. Today is National Egg Day. Ty, you big egg eater? I don't see you eating any eggs.
Not currently.
No. Listen, I mean, I don't know if you know or not, but I
don't
eat.
You buy eggs.
Not really anymore.
Yeah. Why? Is there a reason?
We had too many eggs.
No. You got to the point when you were egged out, right? Yep.
When they were cheap.
Yeah.
We got to a point early in our marriage that I was chickened out.
Mm.
You get to a point
that
where it's like.
That was Ty's whole childhood.
Yeah. I'm a little chickened out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They used to threaten me that if I served chicken one more time, they were going to grow feathers.
Yeah. I'm like,
get a job. We can eat beef.
I eat two hard-boiled eggs every day, Monday through Friday. And then on the weekend, Steph, you a lot of times get creative and we'll a lot of times have eggs some way or another. What's your favorite way to eat eggs?
Sunny side up.
What about you?
I like a good runny egg.
You like a good runny egg? I do too. I can really appreciate that. But I think my all-time favorite is scrambled eggs. And I think scrambled eggs with some cheese in it and a little bit of ketchup on it.
Or like a French toast.
Can't go wrong. Cannot go wrong.
Well, see, for me, scrambled eggs, I need to have at the restaurant out at the lake where... When we would go out there, it was called Hillbilly Breakfast.
Yeah.
And the scrambled eggs had the potatoes, the sausage.
Right.
And those are scrambled eggs I can eat. I can't eat an omelet. It's too eggy, even though it has filling.
Yeah.
I need everything all mixed.
You need the scrambled fluff.
Yeah.
You need the scrambled fluff.
With, mm-hmm. you know, some
scrambled
ham
eggs without cheese, I think, are good. You throw a little cheese in there, phenom.
I mean, cheese makes most things better.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Yeah. Pretty much.
Maybe you should look at Wisconsin.
I was at a restaurant one time, and the waitress came to me, and I got scrambled eggs, and she gave me the scrambled eggs, and she says, "Do you need anything?" I said, "I need some ketchup," and she was like, looked at my plate, and she was like, "For what?" And I said, "My eggs," and she was like, "You're kidding," and she made this face like she was just appalled, and I was like, "Look. Don't make it gross for me.
Don't try.
Is the way I like it." You know,
I know I'm trash. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, don't try to ruin it for me because you're appalled by it.
Well, that was the ketchup on the macaroni and cheese.
Mm-hmm. Mm,
that's a bridge too far.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, that's your sister.
Yeah.
Your sister.
Well, we all know something's wrong with her. So.
Wednesday was National Obese Pet Day, and I feel like our puppies are pretty fit, and I can tell by their diet. You know, we don't give them a whole lot of people food, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But today, and I think this is probably in their favor, one or both of them made it a point to eat my reading glasses today.
Oh.
So... They should be really fit.
You know what it is?
They're mad that we're leaving.
They know we're leaving.
Yeah.
And we haven't even started packing.
No.
They know.
Look at Oliver. They He's like, know, don't even talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They know something's up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, listen, these two have not destroyed anything.
No.
Truly. What are they? They're 4 years old. They haven't destroyed anything. Sometimes they will take one of your shoes, but they don't chew it up.
Right.
I think they take it just to go, this is what could happen.
This is a warning.
This is a warning.
This is a shot across the bow,
that
sister.
That shoe you left over there.
Yeah.
A little something to think about.
Yeah. I moved it over here.
Right. This is what could happen. Yeah, but I came home today and I was like, Oh. Are those my reading glasses in five different pieces on the floor?
Oh, good.
I didn't see any missing pieces. So, thankfully, it doesn't look like that we're going to be having to go to the vet to try to extract a lens or anything. I found the both lenses, both arms.
Well,
everything was pretty much intact. They just broke it all apart.
And I dropped my glasses today. So I guess we're both getting new reading glasses in Key West.
For our anniversary. How sweet will that be?
Wow.
38th year anniversary gift, reading glasses.
Reading glasses. Well, 12th year, we both got watches.
Debbie Dan Gray says, Belle is 11 pounds. Hold on. Open it up. Chewed on my Clarks and Dan's tennis shoe, but still cute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Aren't they, though? We let them get away with murder at this age.
Listen, you know, if they could talk, then you can rationalize with them. But they can't, so they have to do stuff like this to let you know when they're a little miffed.
Yeah. Hey, I know something's up.
Yeah, Paul says, ring that damn bell. I think that's a message to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sorry.
I'm not sorry.
Yep. All right, anyway, listen, we are right here to our first break. And last week on the show, I played all Tom Petty songs. Because I think the second was the 8th anniversary of his passing.
Yes.
But his birthday is on the 20th of this month. So I'm going to consider this sort of Tom Petty month. Okay. I'm not going to play every song Tom Petty tonight, but this one is a favorite of mine, and I'm playing this for my honey bunny. It's called A Thing About You. Dig this. We'll be right back. Okay, well, that was A Thing About You, and I picked that special for my Stephanie this evening because tomorrow is our 38th anniversary.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I kind of have a thing about her.
Yeah, kind of have a thing about you, apparently.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I heard this thing. Anyway, we're back. 727-804-5891 is the number to text or call. If you want to play along, we've already gotten some text messages this evening, and I can't even tell you guys how much I appreciate the playing along. It really it does help. It truly it helps. I love it. But anyway, so yeah, tomorrow is our anniversary, and then I heard earlier this week. There's this girl on this show that I listen to every day, and for years. She has said that she never saw any reason to get married and that kind of thing, or never want to have kids. And over the last year, she reconnected with an old flame. Okay. And now all of a sudden, they're getting married.
Oh.
And they're not trying to have kids.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they're doing it, right?
It's not a great time to be having kids.
Right. Well, listen, you know, I mean, we can let the man keep us down, or we can try to keep on doing what we're doing. And,
keep humanity
yeah, we gotta
going
try to keep
in the
together.
Right direction.
But one of the things that I found interesting is that she said she saw this thing that said, if you invite Jeff Bezos to your wedding, okay, he will politely decline with a letter, but also send you a gift. And I'm like, that's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, he's got your Amazon wish list or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean?
Oh, I'd have to update that wish list.
I thought that was kind of cool. I mean, listen, it's not like he can't afford it.
Right.
You know, but what's he going to send, you know? I mean, would it depend on...
Well, like Ty said, he's got your Amazon wish list.
Yeah, right.
Delete all the, you know,
yeah,
the
start,
little things.
Yeah, you know what? Before you invite him, start ordering like really big stuff. Get your algorithm up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't want him to send you toilet paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
$20 gift card.
Yeah, right. I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool. There was something I also wanted to say about... weddings and stuff, but now I can't remember what it is. I have it in my notes. We'll probably get to it later in the show.
Our wedding was fabulous.
It was fabulous. On the Debbie Dan Gray knows she was there.
Yeah,
we were on the cliffs at Laguna Beach, sunset on a Sunday afternoon.
Yes,
it was very nice,
and very stress free for me.
Yeah, it was nice. Me too.
I'd only been home for 10 days. Dad and Nana planned the whole wedding.
Don't give me too much credit. Give Nana okay. The credit for
Nana,
that.
Nana.
You know me. let's not give me too much credit for all that. But your mom.
Yeah, no, it did not give me an opportunity to turn into Bridezilla.
Mm-hmm. Debbie Dan Gray says your wedding was so fun. It was fun.
I don't know. And that's what it's supposed to be.
I don't know if Debbie Dan Gray got involved in the dead bug at the reception, but
I'm sure she enjoyed it.
That was a part of it. It was fun. The dead bug. When was the last time you did the dead bug?
I've never done it. We just watched all the Marines do it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, this is what I want to say. And this has something to do with Jeff Bezos. We're getting close to holiday season. And I saw this thing the other day, and they were talking about porch pirates. Okay. Mm-hmm. Porch pirates have, you would think, now that a lot of people have like the Ring doorbell and stuff like that, that you would think that the porch pirates would have backed down a little bit. Not so much. Not so much. And here at this house, just about every day I come home, there's packages on the front porch.
No way.
Right? Ty, and I have to ask you, because most of those packages belong to you.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's the thing. Do you think that anything has been clipped, has been taken? Have you not gotten something?
Yeah, but it was different reasons. They sent it to the wrong house.
Wrong house, okay. That kind of thing? Right.
I don't know. I think the street's busy enough. Added to...
Yeah.
You know, the doorbell camera.
Yeah.
You avoid this by having presents, right?
Right.
So at the old house, every once in a while, I would trim the front bush in my underpants with a machete. And people just stopped coming by.
Okay, so now we know what's going to happen this weekend, long weekend, while we're gone. Ty will be out front sending a message.
Were you wearing a wife beater, longest shorts, slides, and a do-rag?
The only reason I wasn't Donald Ducking it is because Jack wouldn't let me.
That's better than... Well, that's the same thing as Winnie the Pooh in it. Yeah. And Donald Duck in it, Winnie the Pooh in it. Nice. Anyway.
Got to make a statement.
Yeah. So I saw this thing.
Send a message.
It said that porch pirates are still a thing, and they've come up with all kinds of ingenious ways to now steal your packages. So what they'll do now is they've gotten a hold of like a Amazon vest. Right?
Right.
And they'll walk up to your door with a box. You know what I mean?
And replace it.
An empty box. And then, or they'll walk up, you know, you're not really paying attention, but they'll take all your packages and throw them in that box and walk away with them. You know what I mean? So they've come up with all kinds of ingenious things. I saw this thing that said,
just get a job. If you're going to work that hard to steal.
Yeah.
Random stuff that you don't know what's in the box.
Well, think just about it.
Get a job.
Think about it. It would be fun. It would be fun for a while because it'd be like every day's Christmas. It'd be like, I have no idea what you got me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be kind of cool.
Until it's, you know, a box of Depends. And
yeah, well, I mean, sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But, you know, I mean, were you happy every Christmas? Every birthday with everything you got, you know, sometimes it's going to be like, look at this. And then sometimes it's going to be like, oh, I got soap again. Right. You know, but in 2024, how much money do you suppose people lost in America, just America? How much money was lost due to porch pirates?
Oh, probably close to $1 billion.
Okay, more than.
No?
Mm-hmm.
More than $1 billion.
Quite a bit more.
Huh?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. $15.7 billion was lost through Amazon customers in America in 2024. We don't have our stats yet because we're still 2025. So what it works out to be, that means that there are roughly 250 million packages stolen. 250 million packages stolen.
That's an incredible amount.
It's unbelievable. They're busy.
No.
And I think about it. Every day I come home, and there's packages on the front stoop, and I'm like, God damn, we're right out in the open. They're just right out in the open.
Well, there was one Amazon driver that used to be the Amazon driver for this route that would actually bring them in the
gate. There's a couple of them. There's
and
a couple
put
of them
on the bench.
And I always think, because I watched them do it one time, and I was like, oh, they're casing the joint.
Mm-hmm.
They're figuring out how to get through the first level of protection.
They're getting a feel for it.
They're getting a feel for it.
Yeah. See how loud this gate is.
Yeah, and it's super loud, and then they're met with two barking Frenchies, right. And they're like, okay.
Listen, these barking Frenchies are getting to be Listen, there are only four, but they're super lazy. I come home through the gate that makes noise. Then I come through the front door that makes noise 5 minutes before they even react to me being home. I'm like, gee, are you guys even going to come see me, or what's the deal?
They're not impressed.
They're not impressed.
They're French.
They're French.
They're aloof.
Mm, they are aloof.
Let He's a loaf.
Feed him a loofah.
He's a loaf.
Yep. Mm-hmm. God, we got a bunch of stuff here to talk about, but I'm trying to space it out on the time because I don't want to blow my wad too early. I want to get the whole thing here. What do you think about a cold plunge?
No,
it's not real.
It is real. People are doing the cold plunge all the time now. It's supposed to be very therapeutic.
It's not.
I can't even imagine.
Horrible.
It does seem horrible. And I heard this conversation today about these people taking this cold plunge, and they said, okay, listen to this. They said that the water temperature was like 40, okay, 40 degrees, all right? But if they turned the jets on, it reduced the water temperature to down to like 30, it felt like 34. Yeah, degrees.
Why would you want that?
Right.
The goal
is to stay in there for like 3 minutes.
For what?
What? I mean, I've always said that I could never be a lifeguard. You know what I mean? It's like, all right, listen, you're going to have to try to keep your face above water because I'm dipping my toe, brother. You know what I mean? I can't just jump in here and get you. You know, I got to ease into this cold water. I can't even imagine. And I can't imagine what the health benefits are. It seems to me that it would be more, it would harmful. Take more years off your life. That's a shock to the system.
I would go into cardiac arrest.
Well, these people are saying that they first were in a sauna. In a sauna, then you're going from extreme heat to that? That can't be good.
You're just going to make your bones brittle.
I would think. If anybody's done a cold plunge, 727-804-5891. I don't know what you're getting out of it other than saying, I've done it. You know what I mean?
The only time, which I would not, mm-hmm. that I would even consider something like that is if we were on a trip to, say, Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And you jump into the water and get right back out.
So Jamie Alley... This is fun.
Of course.
She says, I too like to cosplay as a Titanic survivor. So that sounds to me like she is a cold plunge participant.
No.
Not doing it unless it's cosplay.
Yeah, I don't know. I have taken a shower. And then slowly turn the water to cold, as cold as I could stand it. And even then, it's like...
Oh, this is awful.
Yeah.
Right. But
things started disappearing.
I mean, I can see if... Like, maybe if you sprained your ankle... That you'd
dip your leg in.
You'd put your ankle.
Just give me an ice pack. I don't have to get in. Just give me an ice pack.
Ice pack.
What happened to throwing a stake on your black eye, man?
Mm-hmm. And
there's other ways to cool things down.
The bag of peas.
If anybody knows what the actual health benefits are, I'd love to hear what it is because
it just seems to me.
It seems
it would stop my heart.
Yeah.
And it would clog my arteries immediately.
Yeah,
which is probably not good.
Yeah, cold and wet is bad for survival.
Right. And what if it's cold when you get out? Yeah. What if it's windy when you get out? You better have that towel right away. That towel needs to be there stat.
A thick one.
Or a robe or something.
I'm going back Terry in cloth the sauna. Robe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah, but then what happens when you start? So now you go sauna, cold plunge, back to sauna. That's got to be a complete mind F. Yeah, your body's right. Like on, like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing?
What are we
start
doing?
Falling apart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, well, don't worry.
Yeah, you
get. Because I don't think either one of us.
You get out of the cold, cold plunge, you're all turtled up. You get back in the sauna, and it's like, what are we doing here? Is this a game? Can we just be normal today?
Am I a joke to you?
Can we just go outside?
Are you testing my reaction time?
Are you mocking me?
Am I a clown to you?
I thought we knew each other better than this.
Okay, so that is not on the list of things we are going to do in the next five days in Key West.
This one says, Nana sends her best wishes for a happy anniversary. Your wedding was so beautiful. This is your mom. Thank you.
Well, we couldn't have done it. It wouldn't have happened without you. Yeah, thank you, Mom.
38 happy years together, and wish you many more. All my love to you both and Ty, too. Have a great time in Key West.
You came after the wedding.
Yes, yes you did.
A couple of years after the wedding.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She didn't have any participation in that.
Mm-hmm. No. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know about the cold plunge.
No. It just seems bad to me.
I can't imagine.
See athletes doing it.
All the time. And it's like one of those things that it's almost like, look how macho I am.
Yeah.
Look how tough I am. You know, I have an injury. I need to soak my whole body in ice.
Seems like a great idea.
Seems great.
What happened to the frozen peas?
Right.
On the affected area.
Yep. So, you know how everybody's talking about how upset they are that Bad Bunny has been picked to do the Super Bowl halftime show?
I am pissed.
Good Lord. Me too. No. You know, he doesn't speak English very well. And he's supposed to perform all in Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. Yeah, I can't even imagine. Anyway, so now what's happening is MAGA has come out. Or basically, not MAGA, so much, kind of in the same team. Turning Point USA.
These are the same guys.
Yeah. Turning Point USA.
Project 2025.
Yeah. It says that they are planning an alternative all-American halftime show.
Oh.
Now, I don't know how this is going to work.
That will be awful.
So is this going to be like you're tuned into the Super Bowl, you stay tuned in, you see Bad Bunny. If you don't want to watch Bad Bunny, you go to another channel, and then you can see this alt-right, Christian, over-the-top, all-American halftime show.
Twangy, Cousin Humpers.
Who will be the musical performer? Let me guess. Kid Rock?
Kid Rock.
Mm-hmm. What's that guy? Lee, what's his name? Proud to be an American.
Oh, All the new country people are named like Grantley Brantley, and I don't know. They've got goofy.
Dipley Dipley. And
yeah.
Okay. So we are week what of the football season?
I think this is going to be, so we're 4-1. So this is week 6? Or are we 3-1? Are we 3-1 or 4-1?
I don't know. My point is.
I think we're 4-1.
Are we going to be able to even see the Super Bowl without enhancing some package that we already have?
Right.
And when you enhance said package, then you'll either get the administration's Super Bowl halftime
version.
Show.
Right.
Or
that's going to be on Fox, you know it.
Even if it's on Fox, we can't see it. Are they going to let us see it?
I don't know. I have no idea. It's,
you know what?
It is what it is.
Halftime is when you eat.
Right.
Yeah.
I missed the nip slip.
Yeah.
You know, back in whatever.
That was like 20 years ago.
I know, but that's my point. Is
had to pee, missed the nip slip. Dang it. I saw earlier today that, this is a little concerning. Donald Trump is going to allow Qatar to build an Air Force base in Idaho.
Mm-hmm. Well, they gave him that nice plane.
Yeah. So that's a little alarming. Let's
an interesting choice.
Mm-hmm. You play nice with them, Donald, but they haven't necessarily played nice with America.
No.
You know what I mean? Over the years. Didn't they fund 9/11 and all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to give them an Air Force base in Idaho?
Well, because that's the good Christian base.
The only thing I can only positive thing is that we won't have to fly that far to bomb the crap out of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And on the other side, they won't have to fly that far to bomb the crap out of us.
This is the American going out of business.
This is so. I mean, it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
What are we doing?
This does not make any sense.
No, it's not what we are doing. It's what is this administration doing?
Right.
To destroy our country.
We got to keep that in
line. This has nothing to do with us.
We have to be careful with the we.
With the we.
Because we are not all in on it.
Right. But the rest of the world will see this as complacency.
But we, so far, are letting it happen.
Yes.
So that's my problem with the whole thing, is that we are letting it happen. And it's like, when are we going to do something about it?
Don't worry. All the dancing dudes in frog suits in Portland are handling it.
Mm. And they're doing it very well.
I love that video. I saw that guy. It's good. Well, war-torn Portland.
Oh, yeah. Portland's on fire.
You know what? I'm almost happy that he's really doing this, because I've seen the videos of Portland, and it just looks horrific.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like Utopia.
I love the video of the protesters doing the electric slide outside of the ICE building.
They had like their big marathon or something today or the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It looked fine.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know. Ty and I saw this the other day on Facebook, and this is something that's very cool. And it's AI, obviously AI generated.
Mm.
But here's the thing. You can take an old photo. And apparently there's an app where you can take an old photo, put it in this app, and bring it to life. Not for like minutes or anything like that, but you can
animate it for few seconds.
Yeah, enough to say, you know, where it comes to life and says, "Hey, I miss you," or "Hey, whatever." You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. It doesn't have to say "I miss you," that kind of thing. You just say whatever, or just sort of go from frozen to just a big smile. You know what I mean?
Playing with dark things.
I don't like it.
It's weird. So
a couple of years
ago, I was thinking about
that
picture of your dad, or not your dad, your grandmother that we have that looks like your dad in drag. How cool would it be to animate that and just see what she's got to say?
I don't know that would be a good idea.
It seems
we don't have to show it to your dad. We can just do it ourselves. We can just see what. That's when I think the house becomes haunted.
When right, you know.
Oh God! Now she's alive.
And do we with the AI?
Mm-hmm.
Does it assess the picture, and then decide how it presents?
I've seen some really cool apps where if you were really missing somebody and you took their picture, you put it in this app, and now all of a sudden it's like they sort of come to life for, you know, however long. I don't think it's long. I think it's just seconds.
That's dangerous.
That's very dangerous.
It is very dangerous. I think the whole AI thing is dangerous.
The whole AI thing is dangerous.
I can't imagine they have got to be they got to have people out there right now going, okay, we need to get a handle on this before it gets out of control.
It's probably already too late.
Yeah
it's probably already too late.
Listen.
And this administration has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen,
I want to make that perfectly clear.
Have you seen the memes of Bob Ross?
Yeah.
Hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
Hysterical. Bob Ross, always happy trees, happy trees. I saw Bob Ross, and I think I sent you the video the other day via text, TikTok. And it was Bob Ross under his kitchen sink, and he's like, and I'm putting these nice little pipes together and da-da-da-da-da. And all of a sudden, the pipe falls apart, and he goes, and he flips out. It was just so funny. It was like, oh, my God. And then there's Mr. Rogers. They've got all these AI memes of Mr. Rogers.
See, this you is know. The problem.
Yeah, well... We're getting to a point where it's just invalidating video evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's invalidating people who contributed positively to society.
Yeah.
But also, you know, the way we're going now, truth is what the party says it is.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
That is the biggest problem.
Well, one of the other things that I saw earlier this week, and we've just got a few seconds before the break, and this, and I think that this was AI generated too. You know, Dolly Parton, however old she is, I think she's like 94 years old or something. Anyway, her sister posted this thing earlier this week. Please pray for Dolly. She's not in a good way, and this might be it. Basically, da 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 da. Then the next day, I saw a video of Dolly Parton, all dressed up in all her glory, saying, folks, I'm fine. I'm good. I got a couple of issues that I'm dealing with, da da da. But when I was watching that video of Dolly, it was like, that might be AI.
Yeah,
so maybe Dolly Parton's really getting ready to check out, you know?
But see, you don't know.
You don't
but
know.
You don't
and
know.
That's the yeah. idea.
That's and that's the scary part.
Yep. All right.
Need to know.
Yep.
Fake news has arrived.
Yeah. All right, folks, we're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We come to you every Friday evening, 6 to 8 p.m. right here on Radio St. Pete Online and on Sunshine, 96.7 FM Radio St. Pete, where local music lives. We are already at our halfway point. We're going to take this break, and during the break, I'm going to play a plethora of promos. Do yourself a favor and check out these promos. There's a lot of great broadcasting on Radio St. Pete and on Sunshine 96.7. These are shows that come on later tonight after our show and then throughout the weekend. Please do yourself a favor and check them out. You won't be disappointed. We will be back in several minutes. Take a little bit of a break, and please join us for our second hour. See you soon.
Sunshine 96.7 FM, WLMX LP St. Petersburg, Radio St. Pete.
One and all, let us imbibe with the Marco Radio Show Happy Hour. This is Ed Rowe from the Boho Sideshow.
Okay, well, that was Maria Muldaur with Midnight at the Oasis. And I played that because I heard it somewhere this week. I don't know if I was watching something or whatever, and I heard it. I was like, oh, I like that song.
I haven't heard that song in
forever.
A million years.
Right. And I felt like it was sort of like a Key West vibes. You know what I mean? So.
Love it.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Midnight at the Oasis by Maria Muldaur. If you're wondering, yes, she's still alive. She's 82 years old.
Oh, wow.
Been around for a minute. Mm-hmm. Anyway, folks, we're back. We're the Marco Radio Happy Hour Show. We got my blushing bride, Stephanie, our boy, Ty Ginn, and little old me, Marco. And 727-804-5891 is the number to text if you want to play along. If you thought the first hour was offensive, just buckle up because we're getting ready to get down and dirty.
Pull that bell closer, Ty.
I'm just kidding. It's not going to be that bad. That's one of the things they always said about Howard Stern. I hate him, but I listen to him because I can't wait to hear what he says next.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not trying to go for that vibe, but it's not a bad
we'll
vibe.
Take it.
Not a bad vibe to have, right?
Just keep the bell close.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to go on vacation for the first time in like 6 years.
Right. Let's see. Where do I want to find this? Oh, I love this. This is fantastic. From our Secretary of Health in Human... What is he?
Health and Human Services.
Right. RFK Jr. now is coming out and saying that...
the picture of health himself.
Yeah, the picture of health. That little boys who are circumcised early... when are you not circumcised early?
Yeah.
If you get circumcised later in life, oof.
Oof.
That's got to be like day one number, you know, a thing that gets done.
Ask Jimmy about that.
Yeah. But anyway, RFK Jr. came out yesterday, I believe it was, and said that kids that were boys that were circumcised early in life are more prone to autism. And his rationale, not that he, and they asked him what his research was, and he says he didn't have any.
Okay.
But he said, this is his thing. He says, well, probably if they were circumcised, that the doctors probably gave them Tylenol, which would cause them, circumcised boys, to be more receptive to autism. He's really pushing this autism thing.
Yeah.
So all that tells me is that he is not circumcised because probably. He's Catholic.
None of those Kennedy boys. They're
wild
sporting the
crazy.
Trunk. Bunch of anteaters. Rich ones. Bunch of rich anteaters. Oh. Go ahead and ding that bell, boy.
So if you wait and have a bris, then it's better?
Well, I mean, no, but it all depends on if they give the baby Tylenol for pain afterwards. That's how he's equating this. Mm-hmm. He's basically saying that anything that has anything to do with pain that you take Tylenol for, he's reaching for straws. He's trying to take it all the way back to newborns that are getting circumcised. Well, chances are they gave that baby Tylenol to ease the pain. I don't know that there was any pain involved. I mean, I don't remember it at all. Do you?
Yes.
I mean, that before or after open heart surgery?
That wasn't great either.
Ty says they all own stock in Tylenol competitors. That's true. And then I will also say is, look, I'm not so ashamed to be on the spectrum. I just want to be circumcised. You know, I mean, what's the trade-off? You know what I mean? I can have a little tism. You know? Just,
I'd rather be on the spectrum than on whatever spectrum they are on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Evil.
Oh. Sorry, Ty.
The country's in trouble.
Someday when I die, Ty, you can take over this chair over here. And
you don't even sit in it.
I don't sit in it. I stand. I'm a stander.
You can
I'm
sit
stand
or stand.
My ground.
Either way. Mm. So, but you need to keep this show going. You
so
can
does that mean
it.
That James has three times the autism?
Oh, for sure. I mean, he was born with a dose. It probably really ramped up when he was 30 and got circumcised. You know,
three times.
Circumcised three times?
Three times.
Oh, Lord.
They goofed it the first two.
Oh, my God. How do you goof it?
I don't know.
Did he have that much to work with?
I guess.
I mean, was there enough to do three times?
Well, we had to hear all about it.
Was Jimmy packing? I mean, what's he got? He's got enough for them to deal with it three times? Good Lord.
He should have found a rabbi.
Whoever knew Jimmy
that could
was
take care of it. I'm just saying.
Jimmy was hanging brain over there. My
well, he
Lord.
Was something. They couldn't find the brain.
Jimmy was Hanging brain wrapped in a turtleneck.
The show is canceled.
I'm sorry.
You better go see him.
He'll be here next month for Friendsgiving.
I can't wait to ask him about his penis.
Three times, really.
Hit it again, Tuck.
Three times is a charm. Good Lord.
Powerful autism in that boy.
Yeah, right.
Well, haven't we always known that, though? I mean, come on.
Not a shock to anyone.
Love Jimmy. Love Jimmy.
I do, too. Always have.
He's a good kid.
Yep, he is a good kid. Hopefully they got his penis right. Got his penis all figured out over there.
How do we deprogram Jimmy from the medical world? He needs to be removed. Forcibly removed.
Well, don't worry, he can't afford any of his medication, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Ty, are you a fan of the rock band Rush?
Yeah, they're all right.
Okay, so I've never seen them live, but there was a time when I was sort of a Rush fan. I like what they do.
It's very impressive.
It's different. What's impressive to me is that how technically proficient the band is. They're all very tight.
It's just three of them.
Right. And just three of them, right. To put out that sound with just three of them. And then Neil Peart passed away, what was it, last year or the year before?
Mm-hmm.
And they decided they were never going to go on tour again. Well, now all of a sudden, they've announced a tour next summer, and they have a new drummer.
Who is it?
It's a chick.
Oh,
it's a girl. Right. And her name is Annika Niles. And she's German. And listen, here's the thing. This is the thing. So I saw this earlier in the week that it was announced that Rush is going to go on tour with their new drummer, this woman, Annika Niles. And so I've been seeing all of these videos on TikTok showing her playing. And I have to be honest, so far, I've not impressed.
What?
I'm not impressed. It's listen, there's a local girl here in town, Taylor Galbraith, who I think could do much better than that. I don't see, unless they're not showing the amazing videos that they should be showing, mm-hmm, of her, you know, warming up or playing. But I'm seeing this and it's like, these are the videos that you're trying to hype up her becoming the replacement for Neil Peart. You know what I mean? Neil Peart is considered one of the best drummers ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I have not seen anything online that makes me go, oh yeah, I can see it. Mm-hmm. I can see it. You know, I mean, Taylor Galbraith, right here in town. She's a phenomenal drummer. You know, I don't know. I don't know what it's all about. But
yeah, I haven't seen it.
Maybe they're just not showing the wonderful videos. You would think that they would. You know, trying to sort of push this whole tour that's supposed to come out next summer.
Maybe you have unrealistic expectations.
Well, I know what Neil Peart was, and I feel like I know what a good drummer is, and I know what I'm seeing in these videos, and it's like, it almost seems rudimentary. It doesn't seem like you're really, I don't know.
I need to look at it.
Maybe it's just me.
Yeah, I need to see
look further into what Annika Niles is all about.
So where all are they going to be? Where's this tour?
That's what
going?
I didn't see. I didn't look that up. I didn't see where the tour was going to go. If they come here to Florida,
it's going
to
be expensive.
Listen, you can't go to a concert anymore that's not expensive. You know what I mean?
But it's rushed.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
But is it?
Yeah.
Well, you've still got Geddy Lee, Alex Lifeson, and now Annika Niles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. I'd go see it. From what I've heard is that Rush is so technical and so tight, right, that their concerts, their live concerts, are boring. Because there's no stage show.
Well, you know? Let's go.
There's no stage show.
Well, let's.
You don't have Mick Jagger roostering across the stage. You know what I mean? You don't have Keith Richards, you know, with a butt hanging out of his mouth, you know, getting down and dirty with the guitar, you know. You don't
but
have any of that.
Let's talk about there's the difference between sounding album quality, throwing a little spin on it.
Yeah.
You know, Tom Petty did it the best.
Tom Petty was 100%. I mean, I've said this a million times. My two top performing bands, Stones, Petty.
Well, and
Tom was a great performer.
Our complaint about the Counting Crows concert was that they changed the song.
They changed it all.
Instead of changing,
you got to play it the way the people love it. Mm-hmm. You got to play it the way the people love it. Otherwise, it's like, what is this?
What are we here for?
I mean, I remember at the Counting Crows, we were 5 minutes into the song, and I was like, oh my God, this is that song?
Right.
This is one of my favorite songs. I didn't even recognize it five minutes in. You know, don't do that.
You know, so there's it's a balance.
Mm-hmm.
You play the song the way people know it, but you also put on a show.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. What they always say about Rush is that they're so technical and so tight, there's no stage show.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just them standing there. You know, the music is awesome, but there's no show, you know. Here's somebody who turned 74 on Tuesday, John Mellencamp. I remember John Mellencamp when he first came out, was big on MTV as John Cougar.
Right.
And then he became John Cougar Mellencamp, and then after a few years later, he came just John Mellencamp. I don't know that I've ever been a real big fan of John Mellencamp. I mean, Little Pink Houses is a great one. He's got some good
Jack
songs.
Jack and Diane.
Jack and Diane. It's a Lonely All Night.
Yeah,
he's got some great songs.
It's a different genre of music. It depends on your mood.
I've seen him interviewed, though, and he just seems like this little angry man. You know? He just seems like this little angry man. But anyway, John Mellencamp turned 74 years old on Tuesday, this past
74.
Tuesday.
74?
Yeah.
Doesn't make him that much older than us.
No, it doesn't.
And I saw an interview with him about the song Jack and Diane.
Yeah.
And making the music video for MTV.
Debbie Dan Gray says, I've seen Mellencamp 7 times.
Yeah.
She likes that little angry man.
Well, I think part of the reason he's angry is the song Jack and Diane was supposed to be about an interracial couple.
Oh.
And when they went to shoot the video, the record company was like, you can't do that. That's not acceptable.
We're not having it.
This is not the That's just not what we're going to present.
Yep.
So, yes, your angry man.
Yep. Here's something else that I usually do these birthdays and stuff like that at the beginning of the show, but I'm just seeing this. I saw that on the 4th, which was last Saturday, was the anniversary of Janis Joplin dying.
Yes. You said that to me. It was like
she was 27, and of course she's a member of the 27 Club, but she died 55 years ago.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
27.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's amazing to me. I would love to see all the members of the 27 Club. You've got Janis, you got Jimmy, you've got what's his name from the Doors?
Jimmy.
And there's several more that were from the what's his name? The guy not Pearl Jam. Nirvana, 27.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many. Amy Winehouse, 27. You know, I would love to see, you know, what they are all doing, like today. What's their music like now? What are they doing today? You know. Anyway, that's that. We've been prattling along. I already have to get to my next song.
Oh, wow.
And this is also by another artist who has passed too young. We'll talk about that after the song. We'll be right back. All right. That's professional. Mary Had a Little Lamb by Stevie Ray Vaughan. And what I didn't even realize is that last week when we did the show, last Friday, that was the anniversary of his death. Stevie Ray Vaughan, and I'm sorry. It was the anniversary of his, it would have been his birthday.
Okay.
And he would have been 71 years old. Stevie Ray Vaughan, 71 years old. Last Friday, he tragically died in a helicopter crash, August 9th, 1990. Good Lord. At the age of 35. So, anyway, that's that. Stevie Ray Vaughan. Some would argue that Stevie Ray was one of the best guitarists that ever lived. I think so. I think Stevie Ray Vaughan was he could do a lot of different things with the guitar. A lot of people say that Eddie Van Halen was probably one of the best guitarists ever, who passed away 10/6/20 at the age of last week or this week at the age of 67. I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah,
Eddie Van Halen.
Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have been.
Eddie Van Halen was
in my mind.
Eddie Van Halen was definitely a phenomenal guitar player, but I only heard him ever play Van Halen.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've heard Stevie Ray Vaughan play other things other than, you know, Stevie Ray Vaughan. You know what I mean? So I don't know who's better, but anyway, that's that. Let's see what else. Oh, Jackson Browne. You know Jackson Browne?
Oh, I love Jackson Browne.
He turned 77 yesterday.
Oh my God!
Just throwing these out here right now.
Don't throw these numbers out, please. Mm-hmm. Stop.
Oh, here's something you're gonna love this. What about? Do you know who Mary Badham is?
I do not.
Mary Badham. Do you remember the movie To Kill a Mockingbird?
Yes.
She was the little girl scout.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. She turned 73 on Tuesday. What a great movie.
It is a great movie. Everyone should watch it.
Gregory Peck, Robert Duvall. Robert Duvall was the weird neighbor, Bo Ridley. But what a fantastic movie.
And how old was she?
73.
This week, her birthday.
Tuesday. Yeah, she was 73 on Tuesday. I would have thought that, you know, listen, I look at old movies and I'm like, they're all dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, but I mean, she was a kid in the movie, but I mean, I don't know when To Kill a Mockingbird came out, but it seems like it was long enough ago that she's 73.
So. In my mind,
yeah,
it's
Mary Badham.
It's long enough
is her name.
Ago that we should have figured it out by now.
Right.
We shouldn't be having the conversations we are having
right.
today.
So we know that the state of Florida has said that it's going to be cool to have an open carry.
Mm-hmm.
Publix has announced that it's cool with them if you open carry in their stores. And I'm like, okay, that could make it awkward.
Yeah, why would that be cool?
Well, the thing is, I don't know why you would want to open carry. The only reason
would you need that?
The Publix? Only reason I think that you would want to open carry is because you're, you know, a little insecure, little
puss.
Bitch boy. You know what I mean? If you want to have a gun, and it's been, you can carry a gun concealed, you know, everywhere you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere. You know what I mean?
But to Publix?
Yeah, right. So what's going to be the point of walking into Publix unless you're a cop? You know what I mean? You're being strapped. You know what's that going to do? You know, they said. I think Publix came out and said that you can't have a pistol. If you have a pistol, it's going to have to be in a holster.
Doesn't matter.
As opposed to what? Just hanging on to it.
But yeah, you can't walk through the store with it in your hand. What about these yahoos? And you know there will be some that walk in with the AR-15 strapped over their shoulder. You know that's going to happen. You know that's going to happen.
I mean, what are we even doing anymore?
That's what I said. My Uncle Lenny sent me. I saw it earlier in the day, and then my Uncle Lenny sent me a thing about this. And I was like, I saw that, and it's like, where are we going? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Walmart came out and said, we would prefer you not. But for Publix to come out and say, oh, it's cool,
mm-hmm.
we're fine,
mm-hmm.
I don't like the message.
I don't either.
No, it's very weird.
Not cool. Not cool at all. Hey, listen, if you're looking for something cool to watch or fun to watch or scary to watch, Steph and I all week had been watching Monster. It's the Ed Gein story.
No.
Ed Gein was the original really creepy guy.
That a lot of movies were based on.
A lot of movies. I mean, you're talking about Psycho. You're talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre. You're talking about
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs. And I know
he was all one package.
Yeah, right. And the thing is, and I don't know that we ever got this cleared up. We watched however many episodes it was, eight episodes. Did he ever actually kill anybody, or was he just digging up bodies?
I think he killed two people.
Did he kill two people? I mean, I was watching it and I was like, and I even said to you last night, I was like, didn't we see him kill somebody? There, he was suspected of killing his older or younger brother when they were kids. But I don't know that in this whole Ed Gein thing, Monster, I don't know that he ever actually killed anybody. Maybe.
I think it was just two people.
Maybe.
The rest of them he dug up.
Yeah, right. But yeah, if you want to see something that's creepy, and the guy who plays Ed Gein is the guy that was in what's the motorcycle show?
Anarchy.
Oh, yeah.
Brothers of Anarchy or whatever
something
it is.
Something like that.
Yeah. The blonde hair guy.
Phenomenal actor.
Yep. And I saw, he says, I saw the script. And he says, I was like, I don't know if I want to get into this kind of thing. And then he read more into it and he was like, okay, let me see what I can do with it. And then he said, after I did it, he says, I can't really say that I'm glad that I did it.
You know what I mean?
It's got to mess up your mind space.
Right. He said it's a whole mind thing.
Of a character.
Right. Yeah.
I mean it's got to leave an imprint.
Yeah.
Joker.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger. Mm-hmm. When you care about your craft and you put 100% into it, you need to be very careful of your mental state portraying that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Deborah Dan Gray, Monster is so intense. We have one episode left. He killed brother and paint stores lady. Okay.
Oh, right.
Right.
I remember.
There you go.
We watched Paint Store Lady last night.
Yep. You're right. Thanks, Deb.
And we continued and watched the end last night while we were both sleeping.
Yeah, we were definitely dozing. We have to go back and check out the last two episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah,
we tried to power through. We had three to go. We didn't make it.
It's a good watch, but it's like, oof.
Oh, a lot of crazy.
My whole thing about Ed Gein is like, how would you run up on Ed Gein and not know that this guy, I mean, because a lot of people said, oh, Ed Gein wouldn't hurt a flea. He wouldn't hurt anybody. I was like, as soon as I talk to that guy, I'd be like, that's the guy. That's the guy right
there.
That's
a weird dude right there.
That's the guy right there.
Well,
you know, that's the guy. Yeah.
Maybe he was circumcised too young.
All that Tylenol.
All that Tylenol that he got. Yeah. Don't tell me autism is new.
Right.
Well.
There was... look. He is a perfect example of a disorder that was not caused by chemicals.
His mom caused that.
Well, yeah.
Here's something. In Polk County, and you know our Polk County Sheriff, Grady Judd, so he did a press conference the other day, and he says, we arrested this guy, a 51-year-old guy who had been seen completely naked in a bathroom at like a beach access. So we got there and he wasn't naked. He had his clothes on, right? So we said, okay, you can go about your business, and you da 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 da. And then a few hours later, we got another call about a naked guy, and it was him again. So this time we arrested him, right? We arrested him and we took him into the station. And one of the things that we do, we obviously do a strip search and that kind of thing. There seemed to be something a little bit odd. So we x-rayed him. And what do you suppose they found inside him?
I know this story. I saw it.
I don't know.
A thermos.
A full-size thermos. A full-size thermos. And Grady Judd said, and he didn't swallow it.
But it was in the exit ramp.
A full, dude, I'm not kidding. Like a regular 12-inch thermos. What's a thermos? 3 inches around?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
Saving it for later.
That's a dude that's either really into saving his coffee or his chicken noodle soup. I got to take that with me.
Keeping it warm.
Keeping it extra warm. That's a lot of insulation. Could you imagine? How do you work up to that?
How do you walk around?
There's times where I'm struggling on the throne.
Oh, let me get this closer.
I can't even imagine having to deal.
You're in there straight-legging it.
And praying. Praying for a better outcome. Oh, my God. Yeah, can you, a full-size, I saw the x-ray. It is insane. This x-ray goes all the way up to like the bottom of his like chest bone, his breast bone. It's like, are you kidding me?
He's showing off.
I guess, man.
He must have an OnlyFans.
Deputy Ann Gray says he killed his mom, too.
Oh. Well there maybe. You have it. Mm.
Thermos guy?
Yeah, maybe.
Did he make a suit out of her skin? Because that's where he was headed.
Mm-hmm. I saw this other story that says that a lady was shot and killed outside of a PetSmart, and she was shot and killed because, what do you think?
She yelled at somebody for not picking up their poop.
Nope. She was shot and killed by the person who held the door open for her, and she didn't say thank you.
Oh.
Is that where we're going?
You didn't thank the president today.
good Lord. I mean, listen, there's nothing that pisses me off more than saying, you know, acknowledging somebody and then not, you know, acknowledging back. I don't care if you give me a head bump or anything. Just something.
What if she was deaf?
Yeah, right.
I don't care.
Well, now this woman's dead.
Well, and if you're doing something.
No, even if you're deaf, if you hold the door open for somebody, right, there should be some sort of acknowledgement.
And I 100% disagree.
Mm.
Are you doing it for you? Or are you doing it for acknowledgement?
No, I think you're doing it just to be nice, a nice human being.
That's fine. Just because you're nice does not make the person exiting the building become nice. You have an expectation.
Yeah, but there should be an off switch there where it's like, okay, listen, maybe I'm having a bad day. I'm in a bad mood. So I'm going to blast through this door. This person just opened the door for me and held it for me. And I could at least go, hey, thank you. Even if you go, thanks.
You are looking for validation.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
I'm not looking for any validation. I'm just looking for a little common decency.
Common decency, I agree. And it should be there. But when it is not, you should not be offended.
Did
you open the door to get that validation?
Or did you open the door to
be a good person?
I opened the door to be courteous.
Okay.
To my fellow human being.
You did the right thing. They did not. It is not your place to correct them.
No. Okay. All right. I just
do it for you.
I'm doing it,
they thank you or not.
Yeah, but where are we going to go if there's no more, you know, common decency where you can't hold a door for somebody? You just walk in and let the door slam in somebody's face or, you know, it's like.
But then you turn around and shoot the person that doesn't say thank you.
I'm not going to go that far.
That's what I'm saying. Hold the door. Be nice. Return your card.
Well, what if the person wasn't good at it? Maybe they started holding the door too soon. You got to hurry to.
You know. Oh, right, right. They're hurrying you up.
Yeah.
So, and now they're looking at you like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to be hurried.
I've actually been in that situation. Mm-hmm. Have you been? I think we've all been in that. I've held the door and it's been like, are you coming? I mean, mm-hmm. What are we doing? But I would not.
But
take
why
my
are,
gun out and shoot you to death.
Why are you holding the door? You are holding the door because you are a kind human being. You are not looking for gratitude. You
yeah,
are not looking
are.
For any expectation. You are just trying to help another human
yeah,
being.
Right.
Do not have an expectation of them.
Is that where we are now in America? Cannot expect human decency. We're just, it's like, listen, everybody's out for themselves.
No, you're missing the point altogether.
Don't hold the door.
You hold the door because that's what you do.
Right.
Be the good example.
Right.
Do not have an expectation for your generosity.
Just
do not expect something in return.
It reminds me of Pulp Fiction, where the guys had shot the dude in the face in their car, right? And they go to the dude's house, and the wolf shows up. And the wolf shows up, and morality is lost, according to Debbie Dan Gray. But anyway,
it's not
the wolf shows up, and he starts barking orders about what you got to do to clean this mess up so you don't go to jail. You know what I mean? And John Travolta, Vince, goes, a please would be nice.
Yeah.
A please would be nice.
Well,
and then what's his name? The wolf goes, okay, please, pretty please, do what I told you to do so you don't go to prison. You know what I mean? Whatever he said. You know,
if you're a nice person, you do nice things,
right?
Whether anyone acknowledges it or not, you do it for you, not for them, is my point.
Yep.
And if you have an expectation that you are doing things to get gratitude, you're doing it for the wrong reason.
I don't know. I don't know that we all walk around trying to look for gratitude. I think it's just, I think early on in our lives, it was like, it's just the polite thing to do. You hold the door for somebody, that kind of thing. And I don't know.
And that shouldn't change.
No, it shouldn't change. But I don't. What's happened though is that people are now are like, yeah, you should hold the door for me.
Well,
I don't have to. I didn't have to do it.
I don't have to, but I do.
Your mom lost the show. Are we off?
Not that I know of.
Your mom said she lost the show.
But I do, and I don't do it for them. I do it for me.
Right.
Is my point.
Okay. All right. Cool. All right. I have to do these quotes. Are you ready?
Okay.
The first one says, just hoping the next viral trend is empathy, critical thinking, media literacy, accountability, and shutting the F up when you don't know what you're talking about.
Good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long list.
It is a long list. This one says, if you know what you want, if you know what you want to be, if you know what you want to be, then inevitably become it. That is your punishment. But if you never know, you can be anything. That's from Oscar Wilde. This one says, my wife said I never listened to her, or something like that.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. This one says, live your life in such a way that if the escalator stops, you don't assume it's because people hate you.
Yes. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
Broken escalator is just stairs.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this one says, it's really crazy how everyone is like casually evil now. There's a lot of that out there.
There's a lot of that.
Because there's no consequences.
Right.
Be a nice person just because you can be a nice person.
This one came from Buddha. And it says, try not to be a dick.
Yeah. There you have it.
That's it. The whole thing.
There it is. That's in it. A nutshell.
Yep. Anyway, that is it. Let's see. Your mom says she lost the show. Nobody else says she lost the show. I don't know what happened.
Her battery must have died in something. Sorry, Mom.
Yep. Let's see. Do we have anything that you want to add here at the end of the show, Steph?
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. 38 years. Yeah, 38 years. We fly out early tomorrow morning to Key West. I'm looking so forward to it.
Jazz hands.
Yep. Yep.
And third grade teacher arms.
Yeah, right. Both of us. You're right. Yeah.
38 years. I get both.
Yeah. Debbie says that we're still on. So I don't know. It must have been something on your mom's side. Ty, you want to add anything here on the end of the show?
I don't know, man.
Are you going to be nice. Able to, are you going to be able to be nice to our puppies while we're gone?
I'll think about it.
Oh, my God. You know, they love you.
I know.
Okay. Just, you know, don't let them out. Don't let them, you know, outside the boundaries, that kind of thing. Feed them. Love them up a little bit. Don't touch Maida's butthole. She
watch,
digs it. She
kind of that tail.
She kind of digs it, but try not to. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I will also say happy anniversary, my sweetness. 38 years,
a
long time. Can't wait to go to Key West to celebrate. I will also say Semper Fi Devil Dogs and Mission Mom, Duchess. It's about that time. Everybody that played along this evening via text message, and everybody that that listened tonight, thank you so much. It means a lot to us, and love you. We'll be back next week. We're not going to miss a week. So, next week, tune in to hear our Key West adventures.
Yes,
right.
Oh, and they could be very colorful.
They could be. All right, folks. That's it. We'll see you next week. Love you.
That's all, folks. That kind of loud.